It's the Best of Texans Late Night. Great to have you with us as we celebrate some of the finer moments of this season, our inaugural season of Texans Late Night. And, hey, a player came around this year who was in his sophomore season, if you will, did pretty well, DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, absolutely. DeAndre Hopkins, not a super outgoing, loud, boisterous player, but we learned a lot about him, from his nickname to where he got his number from, and, you know, his love of soccer. We played a little bit of FIFA with him.
Yeah, you played, and you did.
I played a
little
bit
okay.
of FIFA.
You did okay. But let's check out some of the interview portion with DeAndre, how he got his nickname, and some other stuff as well. All right, so which nickname do you prefer?
Nuke.
Nuke,
yeah.
That's the one. But D-Hop's just kind of like what the guys call you a little
bit. Yeah, it's a little locker room name. Yeah. I haven't picked on to Nuke yet.
Now, where did you get Nuke from? How did that originate?
It's a brand name, Pacifier. My mom said that was the only brand I would suck on. Right. So I don't really tell that story too often.
No, we won't tell anybody, okay?
That's our secret.
Yeah.
That's our secret.
It's okay. So that stuck, huh? I was thinking, right. Oh, I drop a bomb at Clemson. My gosh, good stuff. Pacifier, got it.
Yeah.
You know, everyone asks you about Andre Johnson, and he says so many great things about you. But I've noticed before the game, before pregame warmups, it's all the position groups, but you and Andre come out together. You guys talk a little bit, and then you two run out next to each other. Is that just your tradition, or when did that start? I've just been curious about it. I see it every week.
We go out by skill position. So the returners go out, the receivers and quarterbacks go out, and Andre and I are the only receivers left. So we really have no choice but to go out together.
He's stuck going out with you, just the two of you.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess it can look like that. But, we talk before we go out, you know, because it's the two of us, you know, talk about the game plan and things like that. So, yeah.
You guys are the top tandem in the league in the last couple of years. That has to make you feel good.
I didn't know that. But, that's an outstanding accomplishment for him and I guess. He's leading the way. I'm just following.
Mm-hmm. What, you wear number 10 because of Messi, right? That's
right.
Lionel Messi, the soccer player.
Yeah.
Now, how did that come about? What made you a fan of him? And we're going to get into soccer a little bit during this program. I hope you don't mind.
What made me a fan of him is because he's not the talentedest guy out there on the soccer field. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows him. Everybody knows that he's one of the best. He's not 6'3". He's not the fastest guy, but he gets the job done. And it's kind of like me in college coming out. You know, I wasn't the highly ranked guy coming out at my position. But I knew once I got in the NFL, I was going to make a name for myself.
You seem to be so into soccer, like FIFA and the soccer players. Did you ever think that you might become a professional soccer player? Is that something that you dabbled in?
That's still in the goals one day.
Yeah.
Lots of time for you still, huh?
Did I hear right? You want to be a goalie maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I can see you have the leaping ability and the jumping ability side to side.
I don't see too many people getting too many goals past me.
Yeah. Have you played much, though?
I have growing up. My best friend, he was an all-state soccer player, went on to play college. So that was my best friend since elementary, and that was his sport. Mm-hmm. So we would always play together.
I have to ask you this because we all saw Odell Beckham Jr.'s catch for the New York Giants a few weeks ago. You had a catch against the New York Giants. So in that same stadium, you had a catch that actually didn't count because of a penalty. And we've got a photo of it right here. You know, when you see it frozen in time, it's just an amazing grab. And there was another defender in the area as well. So when you saw Beckham's catch, what was your reaction? And how do you think yours measured up?
Well, I'm in a group chat with a couple guys that are in the NFL that played at Clemson with me. I didn't see it when it happened, but all the guys, you know, they were like, your catch was better. And so coming from some guys that are in the NFL, I'm going to let that speak for itself.
That is strong
stuff. Wait, were these your friends? So they were not biased at all?
Yeah, I mean, but
they're all like Clemson guys?
They got tough judgment. So, but yeah, they're Clemson guys.
That is high praise, though, you know, to hear from some of your friends.
Right.
So, yeah, Watkins, you guys had a squad at Clemson, a whole lot of talented players. It must be nice to see them all grow up with you in the National Football League.
It is. You know, we never thought that we would part ways, but one day we knew we would. But, you know, it came sooner than we expected. All the guys that came from Clemson are doing great in the NFL. Jerron Brown, He's a wide receiver starting for the Cardinals now. Larry Fitzgerald went down. A lot of people don't, haven't heard about him.
Yeah.
Martavis Bryant, he's playing a big role for the Pittsburgh Steelers right now.
Yeah, and he had his big coming out party against us.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Yeah, I'm still hearing about that one. Sammy's doing great. So, yeah. just all those guys coming from a college like that, you know, it speaks a lot about our program that we had there.
DeAndre Hopkins on Late Night. Coming up after the break, Dwayne Brown plays an adorable game that we like to call Little Picasso. Don't go anywhere. It's the best of Texans Late Night.